Sitting in Studio J here at That Station with New Sweat. Thanks for coming in, y'all.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, of course. So you guys are a local Raleigh-based band. You can catch them out at local venues. And I just want to talk a little bit about how you guys formed.
The three of us grew up playing music together. Taylor and I are obviously brothers. And our dads actually played together in a band in the 90s.
Called
Slow Lane in rural Pennsylvania. And Abe and I started hanging out for the first time, like, in seventh grade. And started, like, playing guitars together. And that's basically how it started. We were in other outfits in high school where we did the post-grunge rock star thing.
Garrett was actually a drummer for
grunge band. And then we kind of split ways where I came down to NC State and he went to Penn State. But in the summers, we'd get together, and we started booking, like, duo acoustic, like, bar gigs.
Yeah.
And then in around 2007, Abe moved down here to join us and jumped on the bass, and we started doing the three-piece. And then Doug came on board, like, in 2012 after we met him, right? And we realized that, okay, this guy had – we brought him up on stage because he had a phenomenal voice.
Yeah.
And then we kind of said, okay – you can play keyboards too. You just don't know you can yet. And we just said, don't worry, you can't really mess it up. Just we play mostly three chord songs. Just go ahead and play those three chords and let it rock and sing. And he made our band much, much better. So
nice.
By the addition, yeah.
I love your sound. The harmonicas, the drums, all of it just really kind of intertwines very well together. So I kind of want to ask, how did you guys discover your sound?
So our sound has probably shifted over the course of time, like when everyone's figuring out how to play guitar, like you pull up 90s covers, and which we still love, like,
yeah,
not ironically, like in any way, shape or form. But then it's kind of, you know, we kind of dug a little deeper into some more roots rock sort of stuff and discovered, you know, Bob Dylan and the Allman Brothers. And in college, one of my favorites was, you guys play from time to time, is J.J. Gray and Mofro.
Okay.
They were just a fantastic band. Like, and they released a few albums, and that kind of, like, I really like that swampiness sort of a thing. So anytime that I play Cross Harp or do like a swampy feel, it's probably aligned with that sort of groove that inspired me. So.
Local homegrown band New Sweat here in Studio J at That Station. You guys are going to play another cut for us. This one is Casanova from New Sweat, recorded live here in Studio J.
Turn on the lights and the ground they will rise. You gave them what they came here for. Their heads were held high and you rallied their pride and made virtuous men into war. The women, they scream cause they know they had seen more than a man in a game. A record so clean, so we believe it came hand in hand with your name. So good one for me, Casanova. Everyone's hero until you were wrong. So broke one for me, Casanova. You see, you were everyone's hero, you know. But you gotta find your own way home. Everyone asks about men behind masks and helmets so pretty and white. No one would dare, seemingly care, to hold your words up to the light. The women, they scream cause they know they had seen a man who was heavenly bound. But the truth is obscene, and no one believed the day when the flame hit the ground. So good one for me, Casanova. Everyone's hero until you were wrong. So broke one for me, Casanova, you see. You were everyone's hero, you know. But you gotta find your own way home. You couldn't be wrong, what's wrong and what's right. You're passing the book down the line. this they say, put you in the grave, but everyone's guilty of crimes. Stale and your face went pale as you coughed up your last cigarette. The lighting went cold and stories were sold. You choked on a bit of regret. The women they screamed cause they surely had seen innocence laid in the ground. But the devil only takes those free of mistakes, and he shows us the flaws he has found. So broke one for me, Casanova. You were everyone's hero until you were wrong. So broke one for me, Casanova. You see, you were everyone's hero, you know. And I hope you found your own way. One for me, Casanova. You were everyone's hero until you were wrong. So broke one for me, Casanova. You see, you were everyone's hero, you know. But you've gotta find your own way.
Local and homegrown New Sweat in Studio J here at That Station, which you just heard was Casanova. And when you guys play live, because you often do around the Triangle, what do you want people to take away from your sound?
We play what we like to play, and if you like it, that's awesome. Like, we'll keep playing all night, you know?
I think also, like, we're a band that's conscious of the song itself and the lyrics, and Garrett writes all of our songs, and we sort of grew up in a household that was sort of song first and then instruments follow and stuff. And I think as we get older and we play more, I think we think more about what the song needs and structuring our parts around the lyrics. And
okay,
I think that's something I'd be proud of if people walked away from hearing our song and say, that was just a great song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Favorite show you ever played in Raleigh?
Played at the Carolina Hurricanes. A few years ago, and for their opening night or something like that, and the guy's name was John that booked us for that, and there was just like this built-in crowd, and they were super responsive, and it was just like a great vibe all around. And then they gave us free tickets to the game where we
nice.
Got to bring our significant others and stuff like that. So that it's hard to beat that. We've actually also as a just kind of claim to fame, we were backing another Raleigh singer songwriter at the time, like 2009-2010, named Russ Thompson, and we were kind of his backing band. And as that project, we opened up for Whitey Morgan in the 78s.
Oh, where
now,
nice.
Like, they have this huge fall. They've blown up. It was just down at Slim's.
Oh, wow.
To a crowd of probably 30, something like that. So
yeah.
It was a cool experience where we got to play some original music. And then these guys, and they were total pros. They were awesome. They did the honky-tonk thing. Like, amazing, yeah. And it was just like, we were blown away at how tight of an operation they were.
Oh,
sort
yeah.
of thing. So it was super inspiring. And then they've got this, like, huge following since then. So they were the opening act for Bob Seger on his whole tour, like, last year or 2 years ago or something like that. So that's kind of one in the back pocket where the gig was not spectacular, but we like to tell people, oh, yeah, we opened up.
Yeah.
Morgan,
yeah. So, awesome.
Yep.
What is next for New Sweat?
So we are getting into the studio tomorrow, actually, for our first sessions, where we're going to start making a new record. It would be our first since, like, 2013 or so. Going to Osceola Studios with local legend Dick Hodgen, who is a character in itself, that he should have his own podcast. But he's a total pro. He loves bossing us around and getting a great sound out of us. So
yeah.
It's hard not to go back to him. He's just so efficient, and it gets us dialed in. So we're looking to try our best to put together, you know, 11 songs or so that we can release and have another album come out next year sometime.
Awesome. Yeah. And the tracks you just heard from New Sweat are on that album, not yet released, but you get them here first at that station. New Sweat and Studio J, thanks so much, y'all. Appreciate
thanks
it.
For having
yeah,
us.
Of course.
1, 2, 3, pool.
Did this world just spitting rocks? Oh, when your dreams made out of snow, this perfect sunset, it tells you nothing, but you've got one last day to go. Sing it all for the prophet. Means when we're all on zeros, dancing to the music of machines, dancing to. Something that I already wanna hear. Say it angry, keep it baseless, in it deep to die you'll hear. Oh, ain't it all for the prophets? Ain't it all some foolish me? Machines dancing to. Mr. Nashville, sing me something about my guns and trucks and beer. Simple, keep me stupid, and it's music to my ears. Ain't it all for the prophets? Ain't it all some foolish means? When we're all ones and zeros, just dancing to machines dancing to. Mr. DJ, slide the faders, grab a cocktail at the bar. Watch the people moving trances and pretend like you're the star. 'Cause ain't it all for the prophets? Ain't it all some foolish means? When we're all on zeros, just dancing to to the music of machines. Come dance to the music of machines.